Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 124. Today is Saturday, July 7th, 2018. I'm your host, Lita, all rogged up over here. And joining me over that way is my co-host, Stone. Welcome back.
Hey, how are you? Well, you have on lots of clothes. You guys are lucky I'm wearing a shirt, because I could just take this off right now.
No, we're not that kind of podcast, okay?
I might get more, you know, we might get more people to watch if I show off my tatas, no?
No.
No? All right. No. Okay.
Scary. Right. But thank you for that visual image. Appreciate that.
Anytime.
But how did you have a good week off last week? Everything, family day, all of that? Went well.
Canada Day. Yeah, it was great.
Canada Day. Yeah. Doing family stuff.
Mm. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay.
Yeah, it was good. I was watching you guys mess around.
Yeah, it was good. It was fun. Mm-hmm. It was good, always good. But this week we have got a special guest. Mm-hmm. And I really can't wait to have a chat with him. So this week we have got Periton. Hey. Hello.
Hello there. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, no. Thank you for staying up at crazy times and agreeing to come have a chat with us. Mm-hmm. We do really appreciate it.
Well, you're more than welcome. I'm happy to be here.
All right. Well, let's find out a little bit about you. So who is Periton, the player behind the character?
So I guess I'm Periton. I'm an English Alliance WoW player who, interestingly, actually plays on US servers.
Okay.
Really?
The Night Elf Guardian Druid. Although, truthfully, mm-hmm. I haven't actually played much Legion content in the past probably 6 months.
Okay, yep.
And I'm like an autoholic, so I have every class max to 110 with their class mounts.
So right. Oh, wow.
I need to do that.
That is fantastic. That's amazing. So just Alliance side, or did you do Horde side, or you don't play Horde at all?
The latter.
Okay.
Just all on the Alliance side.
Okay. All right. Nice. So then, when did you first start playing WoW? Like, when did just from vanilla, from like, when did you get into this crazy game that we love to play?
So I have been playing since vanilla. So I started playing probably 6 months prior to the release of Burning Crusade. So mm-hmm. like the middle of 2006-ish.
Okay.
Initially, it was like a no mage was my first in vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
And when I remember being like super intimidated with the size and the scale of the game, very overwhelming.
Yeah.
12 years later, right, with only a few breaks in between.
Yeah. Yes, a lot has changed, hasn't it? It certainly is a very, very different game now.
Can I ask you, when you first began to play compared to now, have you changed how you've played? Like, you did more raiding, or you did more PvP, and then in this expansion did like more mythic pluses, like that kind of stuff, or has it been about the same?
It's kind of been the same. I suppose early on I was more open to trying everything.
Okay.
Especially through Burning Crusade, I would raid, I would do, mm-hmm. you know, dungeons daily with the guild and whatnot. But I don't know, the more the expansions have passed, I've fallen back into more just about enjoying WoW for what it is. Like, I don't, to the point mm-hmm. where I don't really raid at all now at max level. I don't do mythic classes. I mean, I do the dungeons just to see the content and get professions leveled and whatnot, but I don't in, you know, twice a week to go meet raid times. I just enjoy leveling tunes and just relaxing in the game far more than I used to.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah, totally here. That's pretty much the same. It's all about having fun, which is what, you know, we all pay to play this game and you want to have fun. So we totally get that. And speaking about one of the fun things that we do get to do that's a little bit different, of course, is doing challenge tunes. So when did you first start a challenge tune? How long ago was that?
They first attempted the Iron Man challenge during, I think, Cataclysm.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I remember it being a Night Elf Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
That tune to say level 30-ish. I can't remember, to be honest, what level I got him to. But, and it's only really been the past 6 to 9 months-ish that I've really sort of just immersed myself just to the point where I neglect, like, my quote main, and I'm just focused on my Iron Man.
Yeah, I hear you. I exactly the same. I logged back into my Warlock and I'm like, buttons are different. I was like, oh, that's right, because I'm on my main, not playing, you know, not playing my challenge tree. So what are you currently focused on with the challenges? Like, are you trying to, because I mean, we have not only Iron Man, obviously, we've got the Bloodthirsties, Pacifists, Tin, Greens, you know, what's your focus and why do you focus on the ones that you like?
So I've only ever really attempted the Iron Man challenge. So my focus currently is on the Iron Man, and I'd love to at some point get a character to max level, I guess, like most of us would.
Yep.
I suppose I'm a glutton for punishment because I currently have 4 Iron Mans that I'm leveling simultaneously at the moment. I have a Night Elf Warrior, level 67.
Mm-hmm.
65 Night Elf Hunter, also in the Outlands. Mm-hmm. 52 Night Elf Druid in Feller. Okay. You know it's in a theme here. I break the mold with a 35 human mage who's actually in Ashen Vale.
Nice.
And he's currently a scout tune. I'm trying to do different zones that I wouldn't normally do, so that it opens up more options for other irons down the road.
Yeah.
They're all sort of left over from previous races and challenges that I just haven't died yet, so I'm keeping them going.
Okay, so how have you found since the patch with scaling? Like, have you found any impact in what you've been doing, or for you it's not really had that much of an impact with playing a challenge tune?
So I think, firstly, I enjoy it more this way.
Yeah.
Since 735, I'm enjoying the zone scaling far more. The whole point to me in doing any of these challenges is for the personal challenge, right? So the way it used to be, where you could, in theory, go to low level zones and kill, quote, green mobs and have a somewhat easier time of it, right?
Yeah.
But now with the scaling, it's definitely added an extra level of complexity, which I'm enjoying. You know, each level you get, each zone you move on to, you get that sense of satisfaction. Harder, but I think it's ultimately for the best.
Yeah. No, exactly. It feels like nothing's wasted now. Like when I can go to whichever zone on with my tune and know that I don't have to go, oh, well, it's no use me going to that zone because I've out-leveled it. Whereas now I can, you know, find a path that I find is still trying to find a path. How about you? Like, have you found that the path that you've been working on, because obviously you've got 4 irons that you're working on, have you had to change the path with the different classes, or are you for the bit, like obviously for the higher guys, are you trying to keep them about the same, or do you constantly like to try and change it?
So for the three high ones that I have on the go at the moment, I tend mm-hmm. to stick to what I know.
Okay.
I feel it's far safer, right? But my mage that is coming up at the moment, he's what, 35? I'm trying, mm-hmm. like I said, to do zones that I haven't done before just to learn them so that it opens up more to me. Yeah. So I think the fact that the scaling is now implemented, that means I can go zone at any point and learn those up to 60, learn those zones, which is nice.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to feel like you have every zone down, right? At least in some regard.
Yeah. And also probably to know what to avoid or sure. Mind you, that can be interesting as well, because obviously what you could do on one turn you might find you can't do on another class, you know what I mean? Like for me, I can do certain things, I can do a lot more things with the hunter than I certainly can with the mage. So, you know, are you finding that that's a bit of a juggling act, or are you finding going through the questing with your high level turns is going quite similar across the three of them?
I think it's going pretty similar. I mean, my warrior being my highest currently, he has ignore pain. So I never like to think of an Iron Man as being easy, but it's definitely yeah. made it easier than pre-40 when he didn't have ignore pain. So that's been really nice. My hunter is my other one, much like you, right? If I was to recommend a new class to anyone, it would probably be the hunter.
Mm-hmm.
So the hunter and then the druid. The druid is probably yeah. the hardest out of the three. Seeing as I main a druid, I actually thought they would be the easiest for me, but I don't know. There's something about the druid that I don't find that easy to level 9 on, personally.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, yeah. but maybe it's because I'm so used to my main that I'm not yeah. used to it being as difficult. And I like okay. you with the mage, as far as varying in difficulty, I think that's mage to be my scout tune to learn new zones. Because I yep. thought if I can handle it on a mage, then I could probably handle it on pretty much any other class. So I'm trying to do it on him first. And if he can handle it, then I should be good with everyone else.
Okay. All right. So side question to obviously the classes that you've got specs wise. So what are you running for the warrior?
So he's protection.
Right. Yep. Excellent. All right. And the druid, are you jumping between specs for that, or just trying to stick with one particular?
I've actually been sticking with guardian. So I've been guardian since level 10.
Okay. All right. And hunter, staying as BM, or have you tried like the others?
He's Beastmaster as well. And I actually yep. had to just remind myself what spec he was, because I don't think I've touched him in about 5 months, to be honest.
Nice. Okay. And what about the mage? So I think they normally start spec. Frost.
Yeah, he's arcane.
Okay. Spec, yeah. All right, yeah. And you're finding that that's working. I haven't tried that. I've just left mine in Frost, but...
So my theory was, with the mage, you know, the default spec clearly would be to go Frost, and for the slowing effect that you get from the spells. But my thought was, great for melee mobs who would run towards you. But if you're fighting a caster, or you're fighting a ranger or a bowman, you know, someone who isn't going to run to you, then that negates or just makes the slow effect pretty much worthless. Mm. So I personally just thought, you know, I'll just go for sheer power and just hope to blast through them as quick as I can.
Nice.
Plus you do get slow later on, so I decided to go with the arcane.
Uh-huh. All right. Interesting. Okay, I might have to. I honestly, until you just said it, I hadn't even thought about changing. But I must admit that has been an issue that I noticed last night when I was playing my Bloodthirsty. So I'm like, maybe I should look at changing. All right. Well, Periton, what's been your fondest challenge memory so far?
Hitting my highest Ironman that I've had. I mean, he got to 72. He was also a hunter, night elf hunter, and he got to 72.
Nice. And
it was my first iron at the time that had got to 60 plus and therefore flying.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I vividly remember it having that very similar feeling when you finally were able to fly like we had back in right? Mm-hmm. You know, that gratifying sense of accomplishment.
Yes.
One of my fondest memories. And then also any time that you reach a new expansion's content on a Challenger, you know, be it mm-hmm. Outlands or Northrend, that was also, they're always fond memories.
Nice. Excellent. And just quick question, with your high level, your three high levels, have you got them all in Outlands or have you been jumping over to Northrend?
Right now I have them in Outlands. I've finished Hellfire on both the Hunter and the Warrior, and now I'm into mm-hmm. Zangamash, and I'm almost finished Zangamash on both of those. There is nice. Primarily because it's, as you know, I know Northrend as well, but mm-hmm. I've leveled far more toons through Outlands, and I feel like I know the questing a bit better.
Okay.
So I just stick to what I know. So I'm just there at the moment.
Okay. All right. So tell us about the leveling path. So first off, I would like to know the leveling path that you've used for the three toons. And then, because you mentioned with the mage that you're using to scout to do a little bit different, I would be interested, especially at the low level, like what you've done, what you've currently doing with the mage, and will things change? Like, have you found a point that you're like, okay, I used to do, say, Stone Talon. I don't like Stone Talon anymore because I've, you know, been somewhere else on the mage. So tell us what your leveling process is currently.
Of course. So on the higher toons, so not the mage, or all the other toons, I tend to stick to the same leveling path or route. Mm-hmm. So especially since 735, what I always do is I start out by doing all four of the starting zones mm-hmm. for level 20. So without fail, I always do Dunmuro, Elwynn, Azure Mist, and Teldrassil. So even if that takes me up to, say, 22 and technically out of the scaling for those zones, I try and maximize my chance of getting the best white gear that you can get from the quest rewards in those early zones. So I always make sure that I stay in those zones primarily. And then from there, I tend to move over to Darkshore. That's one of only three zones I actually do on Kalimdor. So I go to Darkshore, then I come back over to Eastern Kingdoms, head over to Westfall, mm-hmm. Red Ridge, or Dead Ridge, as you guys call it.
Okay, hold on. Whoa. Wait a second. Where do you cut it off when you come over to Red Ridge?
I don't do anything in Vault. Well, I do the cave up there. I do the Etin taming. Mm-hmm. I do the Murlocs. Okay. But then I don't do, you know, where you have to go in and get the key between those walls. Yeah. I don't do that. And then I definitely don't mess with anything. You know, two thirds of the zone over in the east side, all the elites, no chance. I'm not going anywhere near that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel better now. Okay. I feel a lot better. I was like, oh my God, what's he doing?
No.
Yeah,
it's
known Dead Ridge for a reason, so absolutely. But no, that sounds really good. All right, so from do part of Red Ridge into
Duskwood.
Duskwood, yeah.
And then I do two quests in Northern Stranglethorn.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two that I do. Then what I do at that point, I'm usually around level, by that point, I'm usually around level 35-ish, 36.
Yep.
Back over to my bread and butter zones. So I usually leave, especially with the scaling now, I leave those to when I'm a higher level for the added difficulty because I know them like the back of my hand. So that's when I jump back over to Lortmodern. and do up the northern part of Eastern Kingdom. So I do a lot Modin. I do wetlands. Although interestingly, the last couple times through Arathi Highlands, I'm contemplating removing this zone.
Why is
quests
that?
In it, because there's some real dangerous quests in that zone. So I'm thinking about maybe removing that one. Mm-hmm. From there, I go carry on north. So Hinterlands, both plague lands.
Yep.
Over to Felwood, do winter spring.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sorrows, and then if needed, I can do some quests in the Blasted Lands to finish up, and then on to Outlands.
Okay.
So that's the normal route that I generally take on those, on the at least the ones that are in Outlands right now.
Yeah.
They're
Mage, like you were asking about.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to learn all the Kalimdor zones.
Yeah.
Darkshore, I've moved on to Ashen Vale, and he's currently halfway through Ashen Vale, and then I'll probably do, like you said, Stone Talon. Start learning some more zones over there, because I'm comfortable on Eastern Kingdoms. I just only do like three zones on Kalimdor, so I'm just trying to get better about that.
Okay. It seems to be... I can't remember if we were talking about it last week or where I was talking about it, but it definitely seems to be if you roll Alliance for a challenge tune, like the majority that you seem to stick with is Eastern Kingdoms, and if you roll Horde, the majority you do would be Kalimdor. So that seems to still, you know, be a factor. But I was wondering now, obviously, with the scaling and the changes, if people were jumping more across. I know I'm not, Stone. I don't know. Have you noticed that you've been jumping across from continents at all or not really?
I've done Darkshore, which I usually don't do because I always get freaked out about the one, and it's only one quest. The ending quest with Malfurion, where you have to get up on a mount and fly around and shoot down the tower. I don't know. I always get freaked out. I've never had it bug out, but I always worry it's gonna bug out and I'm gonna fall or something. It's never happened ever once, but it's always just there. But I've done them and it's fine. I've not jumped back and forth because a lot of the tunes that I was playing got culled. So I don't have an iron currently. That's not a team. So with teams, we've stuck to Eastern side. So we are working through, we're just finishing up East, Western Plague Lands.
So, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. No, it's just interesting to see, you know, obviously everyone's got different paths and stuff.
But your thought of keeping the low of the quote, old low zones to later on is actually good, because those ones should be not as hard to worry about. Like for instance, like the lock, right? You shouldn't use that until the very end if you can't, right? Because that zone far is less, pretty easy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I find that those earlier zones have less risk, less group quests. So I'm trying to leave those until I'm higher level. Exactly.
Hmm. Yeah, I'd have an absolute fit if I had to leave Loch Modan until a higher level, because you know how much I love my Loch Modan. But interesting. Yeah, interesting. We will see. Now, you're saying about Northern Stranglethorn Vale, you only do two quests?
Quests, yep.
Okay, which ones are that? Is that the ones that lead you from the rebel camp down to the compound, or?
That's the first one. And then the second one I do is to kill two crocodile scales or something, or whatever they are from the crocodiles there.
Yep. Okay.
Don't want to encounter anything.
And why just two? Because most of the quests are just killing. Which is fairly straightforward.
I've lost quite a few. I think there's just I've lost quite a few irons in Northern Stranglethorn.
Yeah.
The stealth panther. I find that the animals there hit like trucks, especially the panthers.
Yes.
So I'd rather just avoid all stealth mobs. Plus, I think one of the first set of quests you get from the camp is to go in that Curzon cave or whatever it's called up there.
Yep.
Yeah, that can be real dangerous as well. So.
Yeah.
I just think there's plenty of other zones to go to, so I'd rather just not take the risk.
That's true. And it's like anything, like if you've lost toons, whether it's one toon, whether it's multiple toons, it's always that thing of always, like for me now at the moment, I don't do anything involves killing dwarfs because I hate them and they're nasty.
Because dwarves are the superior race and should never kill them because we will kick your ass.
They've killed a couple of my toons and I'm not very happy with them. So for me, I understand avoiding certain things that you would, which is good. Speaking of killing toons, it is something that does happen. For you, what do you think's been your worst or most embarrassing way that you've died as a challenge toon?
I've had two probably that are the worst, and they've both happened in the last 30 days.
Oh, no. Okay.
The first one was on a 32 human priest. Squid, finished the zone. I was absolutely fine. And I was on the final quest, and it was to kill Stitches, and, you know, where you phase through and you're in that certain phase where only you and Stitches is. Mm-hmm. So after about five minutes, just... because I knew I couldn't solo him, so I waited around in the off chance that someone else would come along and could get a tag. Yeah, well, I got impatient after about 5 minutes and thought I could solo him, and that didn't go so well.
Oh, no.
Not happy with myself for that one.
Yeah.
And then the second one, a Night Elf Druid, and it was also in Duskwood, actually. And it was where you have to go into that cabin where they go for their artifact weapon or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So despite being stealthed and everything, those dark riders or the knights came, they saw straight through and came through and one-shot me. I think I was level 34.
Oh, yeah. I think there's quite a few.
I would think that Blizzard would have made that whole piece like a phased thing, you know, like if you're level 98, okay, show that zone, fine, but for a level 28, like, let's just say, there's no reason for these toons to be seeing those max level mobs, right? I don't know why they did not decide to phase that, like they phased many of other things, but not this. And I would love to know why. Like, if it's something that would that was going to be too much of a problem, like with server wise or handling it. I don't know, but it's killed. They've killed a lot of toons, like Zorts. He's got lots of salt.
Zorts. Yes. I was gonna say Zorts totally understands, and I think Azzy. Did Azzy lose? Someone else lost to Dark Riders as well. Wasn't Nisi. Is it Azzy?
I have lost one. And I was like, I wasn't even close. Mm. I was like, what the heck is this? I'm like, oh, thanks. Actually, sorry, I didn't lose a challenge tune. I lost a normal character. And I was like, well, thank goodness I was not on an iron.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, more annoying was the fact that I actually knew of the risk and I knew of the danger. So I was in there and I summoned the mob who you have to summon.
Yeah.
And then the 100, before I could even tag it, doing his quest, swooped in, killed it. So then I resummoned the mob and then stealthed. 100 summoned his or did his quest thing, and then even though I was stealthed, it saw through me and one shot me. So yeah, I knew of the danger, so I don't think I'll do that. It's the end of a quest chain as well, so it's not like a other quests. So I'm just going to skip that from now on. I don't think it's worth the risk.
I think we can all feel your pain, though, because it is, and I mean, nothing quite compares. I know for me anyway, that when I think, oh, should I, shouldn't I? No, I'll give it a go. And then I end up dead, that I just feel shattered. Would you, I mean, is that what you would have been, just like kicking yourself? I do that to myself constantly when I think, no, this time it'll be all right.
Yeah, exactly that. I knew better on both of those, right? I knew Stitches and I knew the risk with the dark, with that rider. So yes, I mean, if I die, risk, then I can accept that, I suppose. But if I die and I knew the risk, yeah, I totally kick myself all the time.
Yeah. And I suppose it's that thing I always say, you know, we die and we learn. And it's not repeating that same mistakes. Hence, Stone, why I don't do dwarf quests anymore. Just saying. So anyway, Periton, what do you think's the worst zone for a challenge tune, like out of what you've been going with leveling from you up to your three highest and also with the mage, where do you think currently the worst zone is?
So I wouldn't, Duskwood is the worst zone. I'd say that quest is probably the most challenge unfriendly quest in Duskwood. So, but overall, the zone itself is okay. I had to pick one zone that I thought was most unfriendly. It would have to be Northern Stranglethorn. It'd have to be. Mm-hmm. Wary animals that hit so hard, panthers with their stealth, and with that Curzon camp, it's just to skip that zone. But I am leaning towards Arathi Highlands potentially joining that list.
Mm-hmm.
But probably Northern Stranglethorn. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I found that Arathi, the only quest I really don't like is the one that you have to escort the night elf through the farm. And
interesting story about that one.
Oh, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So I did that probably a week ago, maybe not even.
Yeah.
Quest a million times. I'll be fine. Tempted it. Came to the first point where she stops and those two orcs run or zone in.
Yep.
Mm.
Well, two others aggroed. So we ended up with four mobs on me. So I was like, okay. It initially. And then all of them aggroed onto the night elf who you're escorting. And they were right on top of me while stealth. I mean, literally like on top of my character, all four of them, while I was low on health. I was like, okay, now what am I going to do? I popped out and healed myself, or as much as healing as I could. But the second I healed, I drew the aggro back off of the night elf. So then I popped into cat form, back the route that you walk down the hill. And I was probably one hit away. Oh. I had four orcs chasing me. I was one hit away from dying on that quest.
Wow.
Yeah, so that one is definitely... I'll skip. I think there's, well, I'm trying to think of other quests in that zone. So there's the stealths to one of the first farms you have to go to 10 of the stealth mobs that can get near a farm. Yeah. That can be pretty risky. Yeah. There's the ogre tower where you have to go up and unlock those three chests and it spawns two ogres at a time.
That one's not fun, but I made my Iron team member do it, and they're like, they didn't want to do it. I'm like, it'll be okay. We're a team, and yeah, it's fine. But when you're single, no, it's different.
No, right? And actually respawn pretty quickly in that tower. Oh, I found out.
Wow. Okay, that's interesting. I must admit, I was in Arathi, was it last week, when I lost, whenever I just lost an iron a week or so ago. And Arathi was one of the ones. I got there and I started questing through Arathi. And I was like, I'm not feeling this zone. I'm just not feeling this zone. I had to go to Stromgaard or something and do. And I was like, you know what? This whole, the questing. And I just dropped everything and went up to Hinterlands, I think it was, because I just felt, it wasn't just the quest. It was like the whole zone for me was just going, yeah, no. It was just like a really bad vibe. So I've decided to not go to Arathi at all. It's just not giving me a good vibe about it. So interesting. Because I know there are obviously, you know, we've got people in the chat room who probably do Arathi and have no problem. But I know for me, definitely, it's one zone that I've kind of gone, you know, big X, nope, not interested. So very interesting. Okay, now, finally, Periton, what advice would you give to anyone wanting to try a challenge tune? And, of course, we always like helpful tips and tricks. So what have you got to say?
Okay. Start with the advice. So my first piece of advice that I would give to anyone when they ask me about starting a challenge, and this is something that I always say, is that outside of a disconnect or a lag spike or a phase or something like that, the biggest killer I find of an iron tune is unfamiliarity. So I would always say to stick with what you know, even if it is a zone that people tell you, oh, that's way too dangerous. I think you're far better off going and doing zones where you know the quests, you know the mechanics, you know the mob patterns, you know the respawns, etc. In a quote dangerous zone than you are going to a safer zone and not knowing to do. So my first advice would always be to go to a zone that you know. So that applies for a class as well. For someone brand new to a challenge, potentially stick to a class that you know as well, so you don't have to learn everything. And I usually, when people ask me like what class they should try Iron Man, I generally lean towards either a hunter or a paladin.
Mm-hmm.
Another bit of advice, I'd say maybe start there, and then when you feel comfortable with how a challenge works, then branch out into other classes. These are just high level bits of advice. I would, you know, just things like take regular breaks, out skipping quests, don't feel bad about skipping quests, don't. And I have to tell myself this all the time because people know I'm a completionist, so it's hard for me to skip quests, but I have to tell myself to do it. And I know it's easier said than done, but I guess, as we all know, the more times you die on challenges, you grow a thicker skin. So try not to get too disheartened when you die. Just jump back, you know, on the horse sooner rather than later. And then just have fun, ultimately. That's why we do this, right, is to have fun. So if you're not enjoying it, then I wouldn't say to do it. So that's the advice that I would, who's brand new to a challenge. And then I do have quite a few tips and tricks that I've picked up and that I use myself.
Okay.
My first one, I think I mentioned before, was the fact that I do all four of the starting zones. And people do all four of the starting zones to get to maximize the white gear, even if it means going and staying there until you're level 22, for example. You still get ample experience, plus you can get the white quest rewards up until say level 22.
Yeah.
Something I try and do is to use the chauffeur mount classes that aren't in tank spec, even if it's even up to level 60, right, until you can fly. I think it's worth giving up the percent different in speed to not be dismounted. So I forego the extra speed for safety.
Mm-hmm.
With my chauffeur mount all the time.
Wait, hold on. You can't get dismounted when you're on the chauffeur mount?
Mm-mm. I think you can get dazed, but you can't get dismounted.
Really?
Really? I did not even.
This is the first that I have ever heard of that.
All right, we need to test that.
Is this a thing that's like written on like Wowhead or something, or is it something that's just come out of like experience?
I think, well, it may be written on Wowhead, but it's definitely a person. I can honestly say I've never been dismounted while on the chauffeur mount once. So, yeah, I tend to always stick to it, especially on classes that aren't tanks.
Mm-hmm.
Another one would be just be aware of when vendor item sets are available and try and purchase those as soon as possible. So be it, you know, level 35, 45, whatever, try and pick those up as soon as you can. The additional armor is always going to be a lifesaver. Check the auction house for shoulders and cloak upgrades as well. Set your hearthstone in questing hub inns that you're working from. You know, there's no, you don't have to work your way out, fight your way out of caves every single time. You know, do what you need to do in a cave, at the back of a cave, just hearth out. Don't take any unnecessary risks of running back out, hearth out, play it safe. And then some slightly obvious tips and tricks are that I personally use macros to your advantage. Especially when you're in trouble, it's very easy to get flustered. So I tend to have like an old crap macro that has like a lot of defensive abilities on it that I will pop if I'm in trouble, you know, especially if they're not on the global cooldown. So I tend to make a macro for that. I try and keep my head on a swivel at all times. And in a zone, and you know coming up whether you need to kill like a named mob who you know would be risky to do solo, and you see other players out of your peripheral vision sort of heading in that direction, are you to go over there and sort of follow along with them, and then you may be able to get like a sneaky tag in on that mob and get credit for it. So I'm always looking around. But the same is true of the reverse. Constantly for other players who are in heirlooms, for example, who are like rounding up mobs and dragging them near you. I try and just stay way clear of that to avoid any unnecessary risks. I and sell all of my items, so my quest rewards, all the greens and whatever items, on a vendor mount if I can. Accidentally either equipping the item or vendoring to like a non-stationary vendor who will like move around. On or sell items on a vendor mount. Pip is one that I recently, actually it came off the back of my mage, ironically, that you were talking about the mage. And me being arcane, is to use critters to your advantage. Critters. So my mage, who's 35 and arcane spec, I spam arcane blast, right? So what I want to do is make sure that I'm casting it when I have four of those, some max number of my charges. So I'll highlight like rabbits and whatever else, like squirrels, just in order to build up my charges so that when I pull quest mobs, I'm already at max charges. The same is true
of
rage generation, right? So you can charge a rabbit or a squirrel. A rogue can build up combo points, for example. So just use like everything you can at your disposal to gain an advantage. Done recently.
I think that's the first person that I've heard give that particular tip.
Yeah. I
don't think I've ever heard anybody give that one before. Yeah.
I normally am killing them once I've aggroed something with my turtle. And the frog is at half health and I can't get out of combat. And then I end up having to kill it again. You know, it's like, damn it, I've got to kill it. But that's really interesting, Periton. Thank you for that. I'm going to try that on the mage now, like, and see how that goes. Because maybe that might be a little bit better. I just find she's a little bit, squishy. It's just a little bit different. really good advice and some great tips and tricks. Thank you for all of that. Stone, do you have any other questions for Periton before we get into what he's been doing this week?
Why do you always do that? I am like the worst person to ask if I have any other questions because, you know, I'm going to ask about stupid stuff. Jesus. Man.
Yeah. I know. But that's okay. We've learned a lot, Periton. So thank you. Thank you for sharing all of your experiences and all that wonderful information you've given.
Well, hold on. Wait a second.
Given some really great stuff for me to think about anyway. Yes, Stone.
Because I cut him off. Do you have more tips, Periton?
Do I have more tips? I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was trying to think through. Yeah. Okay. I was trying to think through some of it.
Because I was like,
I'm sure I do. I just can't pull them up, but I probably do. I probably do them subconsciously and don't even think about them.
Okay. Because, I mean, that tip that you gave about with the mage stuff was like, and building up rage and points and all that was like, if we're going to move on, I was like, wait a second. Was he done? There. See, I did something good. Okay.
Excellent. Thanks, Stone. Yeah. Anyway, let's find out how has your week been, Periton? What have you been able to do with your irons this week?
Sure. So I was actually taking part in a Druid 9-day race that finished last weekend. Mm-hmm. So I came third in that race, level 52.
Well done.
So he's still going. Since then, I've been bouncing back and forth between my Legion and my, you know, non-challenge tunes. Mm-hmm. So I'm currently leveling like a balanced druid. He's level 107, just basically through Legion assaults, just frantically trying to level them all up to 110 before BFA drops.
Yeah.
Now I've just been leveling my warrior. He started at early part of this week. He was 62. Mm-hmm. Now, as you know, he's up to 67. So just been leveling my warrior this week.
Yep.
Been to at some point try. I've only ever done the Iron Man challenges, so I would be keen specifically to try like the Bloodthirsty. Now, I came from a game before WoW. I was at a game which was very grindy, so I feel like it wouldn't far fetched for me to fall back into that habit. Yep. I'm not sure I have the patience for a pacifist. At this point, potentially.
It's horrible.
I wouldn't rule it out, though.
I mean, it's not truly horrible, but oh my god, when you're used to killing and questing and just you're not doing killing and questing at the same time, you're being nice and kind of questing once in a while. Oh.
Yeah.
See that? Yeah. And I would be keen to try the Iron Team stuff out as well. I've never done the team stuff, so I think that would be pretty neat as well. Leveling the Iron Man, the Warrior, and then frantically trying to catch up some of my alts to BFA ready, so they're ready for BFA.
Something like 38 days until 36 days,
that. Taryn Gregory. You're talking about the tweet that he was 37 days, 37. One Close. Hour, and man, it's like, dude, no, stop it.
Nice.
Not enough time.
I love it. Well, that certainly keeps you busy anyway, Periton. So good luck on your tunes this week, most definitely. But again, It's good to see that you're having fun with it. I think we can all agree that playing challenge tunes I love playing my normal tunes, don't get me wrong, but that playing a challenge tune, it just gets under the skin and it just sucks you in and that's it. It's like, yep, I'm done. I just got to keep playing my challenge tunes. So it's a lot of fun. So thank you for sharing those.
Of course. Happy to.
Stone.
Yeah.
What's this? You've got practically more writing than I have in the show notes this week.
Eat that.
I'm Wow.
All right, folks. See? Put up your feet. This is going to take a while. Well, okay. Right. The last, I would say the last four, no more. The last 6 to 8 weeks, I've been doing website stuff, right? So I haven't really been playing a whole lot besides raiding once a week. That's pretty much it. Mm-hmm. So I did some culling, and we talked about that before. So I re-rolled a solo bloodthirsty character, and for some reason, I was going to go pick a random one, and when I created a new character, it was a Tauren. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay, sure, fine. Mm-hmm. And I picked a hunter because I wasn't going to do a monk. I wanted to do something that I could have a tank and run away and feign death and all that stuff. So I leveled it up to 10 pretty quickly. And then another day I played it again, leveled it up to 15. And yay for Gathermate 2 for telling me where all the chests are and looking for where all of the rares are. So I had like a path, like I could go all the way around Gore in about 28 minutes, 26 minutes or so. Just a little bit too quick to catch the rares respawn, right? Because they respawn like the low level zones, like they respawn like once every half hour. So I kind of found that I was going too quickly to, you know, so I was kind of sitting around and waiting for a particular mob that I knew should be up soon because I had killed it about 25 minutes ago. But besides that, focusing just on chests and rares has been really good. So I've been having fun with it. I did Iron Teams, and my teammate and I were playing, and I noticed that my teammate was like, was moving faster than I was. And I'm like, well, what's going on? Like, my teammate is running away from me like really quickly. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? So we'd mount up to go zone to zone, to go to quest to quest. And he is getting out of my range really, really quick. And I'm like, you know, if I'm the healer, like, dude, like, why are you running away so fast? Number two, how are you going away so fast? And then I realized his mount is at the level 40 mount speed, and mine was still at the level 20 mount speed because somebody stupid like me forgot to get my level 40 riding skill. Yeah, so that was fun. Stupid. Yeah. So stupid. Just trying to still get used to click. So I'm using click and elve to heal all that. Yeah. And there's a couple times we had some stuff going on there. And my partner goes, well, that they just wanted to make sure that click was actually going to work okay. Yeah. It's like, yeah, well, you're lucky it did, because that was, we had we were in Anderhall, I think. And I think we were on, so we had completed the first set of quests, and then we were doing the second set where you just have to kill 15 horde. And that was kind of where things got a little bit messy, I think. Yeah. Was it then, or was it in the farm? I don't know. Anyways, it got messy, and luckily I could heal through it and all that stuff, and everything was all good. I'm not gonna give it anything away, but as I'm reading Before the Storm, I'm almost done. It's pretty good, and I'm just gonna mention one thing, and it's not a big deal. There's a character that mentions that they use a hearth to go back to their main thing. And it was just a brief little thing. And I was thinking, oh, well, that's really cool. Because to me, I always felt the Hearthstone was a video game mechanic. Just a way for us to get back. Not as part of a real in-game lore, like this is part of their life. right?
Yeah.
So I just thought it was really cool. It's just a very, it was just like one line. I think, I don't know even when it was, but it, maybe a third of the way through. Anyways, I'm liking it. I'm almost done.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to save, I'm going to save my full judgment till when it's done, till when I'm done. But so far,
yeah,
it's pretty good.
Okay.
It's my first full WoW book. I've never read any of the other WoW books because I always wanted to get my lore from in the game. And I felt like reading the books, I've been burned before. So, you know, in Trek, in, so for Voyager, they came out with a book about Captain Janeway's past. And they said, this is canon. So that meant this book is part of the official timeline and all this crap. And then about a year after, they reversed it and said, no, it's not. And it's like, you know what? No. I hate when they do that crap. And that's what books have never been official. So that's why I always kind of felt reading books for WoW, I always felt they might, you know, retcon it. And then I'm going to be one of those guys be like, but you said in this book that, King Rin did this and that and all that kind of stuff. So that's why I did not go with the books. But this book's been pretty good. So I'm just going to try to not get mad if they retcon this or something, which I really hope they don't, because I don't think they would, just based on what I'm reading so far. And it doesn't really have a huge impact in the game, to be honest. So anyways, So Lita,
yes,
I'm going to, should I get another beer?
No. Well, no, it's, I've been sick most of the week. So most of my leveling, it hasn't been a huge amount for me this week. This is only, Periton, this is only a very small amount of what a normal week would be like.
Oh man, but normally it's like about 20 minutes, 30, 40?
I've been sick, so no, it's not that long. Yeah. But I managed because Darkmoon Fair's up. So of course, Darkmoon Fair and an Iron Man, perfect combination. So I did actually do the Darkmoon Fair dance on my irons and my greens. And I've got, I think there was 5 irons that I took down. Some I hadn't taken before. So I went and got the 16 slot bag and of course some gold and some 5 skill points. And I have to have a chuckle, because when I was watching Zorts and Raz play their teams last night, they were saying about, Zorts has said that he wasn't taking first aid, and, you know, due to whatever changes may be coming. And my first thought, well, is I take first aid on an iron. Yes, it does often help me, but also it gives me 3 tickets every month that I can sell that bag back and buy a new bag. So that gives me 7 gold, 50. So I had to have a little chuckle to myself, because obviously Leader's like got golden tickets and the bag in mind. But I had to laugh at that. So I had to notice that some people, do you know of the Darkmoon Fair slot bag, Periton?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Okay.
Thankfully.
Good.
Not until recently, but I do know of it now. Okay. Generally, I'm pretty OCD with vendoring though, so bag slots generally aren't an issue with me. But yeah, I do know.
No worries. Well, just quickly, it's definitely the time to do it if you've got an iron or green or passy. Bloodthirsties, don't go to Darkmoon Fair. It's waste of quest. But if you pick up the base quest and go to your Darkmoon Fair to hand in to the vendor, he'll give you 5 prize tickets, the Darkmoon Fair tickets, and you can buy a unique 16-slot bag that you can, when you buy one, vendor it back to him for $2.50. So you can buy four and vendor four, and then the fifth one keep. And I always keep that until the next month, that if I get, so if I've got first aid, I'll go do the first aid to get three tickets and go back and sell them to get a little bit extra gold. And that's just purely then I can buy some bigger bags if I need them, but it's good for a starting Iron Man mm-hmm. for sure. Just to, there's nothing worse than going to buy my level 12
mount.
Even that, like you want to buy some gear and you're still running around in like the level 5 stuff and you're level 17 and you can't get the level 17 gear because you're like, I've got like a whole 50 silver. Normally not too bad a problem with an iron because you are getting gold as you're questing, but sometimes it makes it a little bit dicey, and definitely to get the level 20 riding skills and that kind of stuff. So that is one of the tips that I would suggest for Darkmoon Fair. So I did do that, and then last night I played my iron, so I'm playing a Night Elf Hunter. This is the one that I rolled last week after I killed the other one. So she's at level 26 and she's questing in Loch Modan because my path is I've got to do Loch Modan. I love Loch Modan. It's everyone knows. Leader loves Loch. That's all I can say. But level 26. So I was quite happy with that. I had a bugger moment, and it was one of those moments that normally I don't have too bad in Loch Modan, but something happened and went slightly askew, and it was one of those where I'd pulled too many, I'd like to say the murlocs, damn murlocs, and by killing one it actually dinged me, and I was able to take on the other sort of two or three that had turned up. So it was one of those where I actually kept my head and didn't kind of go and run away and end up dead. So so that was quite good for me, which was nice. So we're getting there slowly on her. And then I hit up some Bloodthirsties. So again, I've got a human mage. She hit level 17. And one of the things that I do peritone with my Bloodthirsties is I record each level how many kills that I've got, because I want to see by the time as I get higher, how many kills this is taking me to get to this level. So for the mage at 17, she's at 408 kills. So that's total from level 1 to level 17. Now, my Void Elf Warlock hit level 35 last night, and she's at 1,096 kills. And then my Night Elf Hunter, who is my second highest Bloodthirsty, hit level 46, and she's at 2,839 kills. And I did not do luck on the Hunter. So I started Western Plaguelands and went down. So I managed to get quite a few in Western Plaguelands last night with the rares and whatnot. So that was a lot of fun. But other than that, that's been my week. So it's been good. Didn't lose anyone. Yay. And we will see how we go this week.
Question about your counting of the kills. Is that mm-hmm. something you were doing manually, or is there like an add-on that tracks that for you?
In the stats for the character. So when I go into having a look at the stats for each character, where your achievements is, if you go to the statistics tab, I just look at total kills and I take that. So, and that includes all. I just take the total because I think it breaks it down into, how many give you honor, not honor, give you experience, and that I just take, because often I am killing a lot of critters, because Turtle likes to aggro the damn frogs in Loch Modan. So I just take all kills and just, yeah, I just utilize it. I won't say
turn
she,
off your stomp.
That's my current name.
Turn
no,
off your stomp.
I love my stomp. It's just those damn little small frogs. They keep just getting in the way. They're like hoppity hop hop hop. And yeah. So But that's where I look for those things on each of the tune to see where I'm up to. So I did want to get some warrior playing last night. I've got a prop warrior myself as a bloodthirsty, and I love her. She is fantastic. But being that she's my highest and I've not been feeling well, I didn't want to jeopardize it. So she's getting rested, which is quite good. So we'll see. We'll see how we go this week. Hopefully I'll have some time for her.
There's one last thing I didn't mention because it's not really iron, but I feel like it's something that I should mention only because Lita hates it so much. I fished up my pawn net edital mount in 20 casts.
I hate you so much right now.
I believe Swing Cat, he took over 2,000 or something like that. I think LB will know. But he spent a lot of time trying to get that mount. Just fishing.
I'm at about 700. So you can understand the venom that is coming.
I'm surprised.
When I say I really
it's
hate
not
you
skill.
Right about now.
I mean, obviously it's not skill, right? I mean, because you know, what's skill, right?
No.
But 20 casts.
There's
I was
no
like, what the heck? LB says he thinks it's closer to 8,000.
Wow. Yeah.
Ouch. He's going to love me.
Yeah.
I was surprised. I thought, okay, I'm only going to cast 50 per go. And then if I don't get it, I'm going to move on to something else. And I expect it to take a long time because I know it's supposed to be a 1 in 2,000 chance or something like that drop. And 20th, I was like, all of a sudden the achievement off of my little add-on thing came up. I'm like, wow. Pond Nettle is a reskin of the Legion jellyfish mount that you get from that other boss on the island. You need to like 1 week he'll do the mount and the other week he'll do the pet or something like that. So it's just a recolor of it. So anyways, I just say it just to bug Lita. So yeah, I think we can move on.
So sorry.
Where are we here? We're going to do...
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
Honestly, I don't really have any news. We have Midsummer is over. Dark Moon finishes tomorrow. We have a pre-patch should be coming anytime now. And, you know, some people think it's July 11th because that's when the mobile armory goes away. Not the Legion Companion, the mobile armory goes away. Companion is still going to be there and they will be updating it. Not on July 11th. They will be doing a change to it to incorporate any Battle for Azeroth stuff and some stuff from the old app into it. So they'll just have the one app. I feel like it's not going to be this week. It's not going to be this Tuesday. It'll be the Tuesday after. So this Tuesday is the 11th? No, 10th? All right, math. 10th. So yeah, I feel like 17th, and that gives a good 3 to 4 weeks of possible world event stuff. That's another thing I wanted to say too, is that Blizzard did mention that there was going to be no crazy event like we had before where you could go and fight Legion and level up like mad.
Okay.
Okay, yep. So you know how that went on. We're not going to get that.
Okay.
They did say that we are not going to get that. So whatever it is that's going to happen, it's, I don't know. I would say as soon as patch 8.0 drops, as soon as we know that we're coming up to 8.0, log on your tunes, take off any gear that could potentially turn green if you are on an iron. So, you know how, like, before we had the white, white gloves? There were white gloves? Something like that. That had the plus to health or something. Plus to strength. I think it was gloves, no? So, you know, things like that, okay? It could have been boots. I don't remember. I just know that it was a piece of gear, right? And
yeah,
because if you log back in and those things have turned green, well, then your character's done. That's just how it's going to be. So
if in log doubt, in, strip, you
take it off before the pre-patch hits. Usually pre-patch is a bit of a... there can potentially be some downtime and some wonkiness, especially with zeppelins and ships. So please don't take them until we see that the servers are normal again, because that's the worst thing in the world is to take a zeppelin, get DC'd, log back in, and you're in the middle of the air and you fall to your death. That's just horrible. So, take a little care. We should be I really don't think it's this week. I think it's going to be the week after. So we have like one more week of precaution yelling and all that.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get into the fun stuff. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
Cause we don't know what we don't know if they're, what kind of event they're going to have. Right. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. We will wait and see.
Yeah, Mistress Morbid says, I think it'll be the 17th, or that's the most popular theory. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Okay, we'll wait and see.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, Periton, how are you doing? You're holding up okay?
Yep, I'm hanging in there.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll look at the state of the challenges then this week and see how everyone's gone. So can I get you to read the irons for me, please?
Absolutely. So according to this list, we have they're in order, aren't they? So in 10th,
yep.
We have Ferrolyric, level 49. We have Knees, level 51. Gwyn, level 52, who's actually one of my tunes. Okay. We have Smash XX at level 58. We have Pero Air at level 67, who is also one of my tunes.
Okay,
nice.
At 67 in 5th, but I'm assuming... They died, did they?
Yes, they died.
Yeah.
Bummer. So, yeah, they died at 67. We have FBI to level 69. Ferricum the 7th. I'm assuming that's the 7th. Ferricum the 7th at level 75, who also died. Ouch. Those are 75, yeah. Second place, we have... Ash's Irony, 77. Taliara, all the way up at level 91 in a number one. So congrats to them.
Nice.
Well done. Jeez, we lost some. Sorry to hear about your stir. That's 67. Ouch. And the 75. Wow. Sounds like it's been a little bit of a rough week this week. So... Oh, dear. Let's see how our bloods have gotten this week. So we have got, here we go, White Dragon. That's a cool name. I like that. It hit 47. Gold Dragon. I sense a theme. Hit 48. 5 all right, hit 52. Soul Shield is at 89 and Vesana at 107. Well so done, Vesana.
No, that some people were like, well, who is that? I believe Vesana has actually sent me an email about something else. So, I mean, if they hit 110, which I really hope they do, because they're pretty close, I will reach out to them to get some more info so I can write up stuff about them and things and stuff.
Yeah. Excellent. All right. Let's have a look at, oh my gosh, look at these crazy pacifists. Who have we got, Parazon?
We have, in fifth place, we have Passibro 3, a level 72. Gentle Soul, also at 72. And we have a couple at 73, so well done to Silent the Burr at 73. Then we have Mage Grump at 73. And then all the way up at level 94, we have Sneaky Boz.
Nice, Boz.
So well done to Sneaky Boz.
Well done, Sneaky Boz. She is, definitely. All right. Well done, guys. Okay, so tins for this week. We have got Safe Boy at 56, 5 Shell at 63, 81 at 67, Zyobo at 86, and Feratelli at 90. Okay, nicely done, guys. All right, so greens. Let's have a look at our green list. Who have we got, Periton?
We have Nabresno at level 52. We have Criverdi at 53. Ferrigree at 57. Ori at 58. And Verdant Sand at 77.
Nice. Well done. I think that is Rogue Slayer. The top two is Rogue Slayer?
Yeah, I think so.
I know the top one. Yeah. Well done. She is loving greens after chatting with her last week. She is certainly loving playing the greens.
Well, it's a different way to, like, I mean, it gives you more power, right? So I can understand.
Remember which tune you're on.
Yes.
That's always, don't equip greens on a 9. Not good. Okay. So teams.
For Iron Teams, we got 4 teams. We got Underwater Squad at level 27, Dumb and Dumber at level 41, On Savoy Plutar, which is See You Later.
See you later.
I remembered, is level 71. Yep. And Shields and Shots is level 73. Apparently, talking with Taco in the chat, she has been leveling up their blood teams, but it's not coming up on my report. And I don't know why. So I'll go figure that out. Yay.
Okay.
That's why we haven't made a big deal about it being live. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Yes. I guess now it's my turn.
Yeah. Coffee is my blood.
I had to do it. There we go. There's a new team in the mix there, Stone. Are you guys over, like, level 10? Okay.
This just in. It's Chit-Chat!
Excellent. All right. This is where you can send in your tips, your tricks, your, all, you know, questions, all those kinds of things. So, did we...
Okay. So, as he sent me a tweet saying, oh, don't forget to read my pun. And I replied to him saying, I didn't get it. I think he's too busy trying to bug us in the chat, being like, fly Lolita, put some ketchup on your meat, Zorts, you know. Azzy, you actually have to send it in order for us to read it. So, there. So, oops. Periton, could you get the first email from Nathan, please?
Well, so yeah, this is in from Nathan. And Nathan says, I noticed that there is no mention of non-instanced dungeons as being against the rules. Since it is just an area with elite mobs, am I able to run those areas for farming?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, when I replied to them, I actually thought they were referring to actually going into a normal instance and not the world dungeon. So, for instance, like Zul'Gurub. Wait, is it Zul'Gurub? Yeah, Zul'Gurub is a northern Stranglethorn, right? If you go fly over that, you can see mobs in there, I'm pretty sure. So you can go kill those, yeah. So I was saying, actually, you could go into a normal five-man and kill things as long as you don't kill any bosses. Yeah. If you kill a boss, well, you're done. Also, you can't get any help. So as long as you're doing it on your own, it's fine. So, yeah. Yeah. Good luck.
Mm. Yeah.
Pull safely.
Mobs. If that's what you're going to do, be very, very careful, because they irons are a fragile little petals. They definitely are. Okay. So from Dave the Hunter, which would be
Eli
changed his yep. Twitter, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
I was like, it's gonna be, yeah. Okay. He says artificial intelligence is no match for natural stupidity. So correct. Is that supposed to be a pun, though, or is that just,
I don't know,
like, fact?
I don't know.
Just giving us the fact of the week? I don't know. Yeah. But it's still good. Thanks, Eli.
I think okay, his next one is better.
Okay. All right. We'll see. Periton, what's he got to say on this next one?
Okay. So also from Dave the Hunter. Looks like we have a pun here. So what is Yoda's favorite dinosaur?
I don't know.
The Deuceratops. There is no try. Ceratops, there is no try.
Oh, well. See, that was pretty good.
That's
it.
Cute.
Yeah.
That's cute.
No,
yeah.
It's good. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, I don't mind that. Yeah. Don't mind that. Yeah. Okay. Nice. Thanks, Eli. Appreciate that. All right. What else have we got?
Zorts doesn't like
Zorts
it.
Zorts loves it.
I don't know why. Jeez. There is no do. There is only try. Come on. Boom Boomy is saying, do you think Blizz would have the courtesy to let us know a firm date, even if it's the 17th, to allow for people to cram in those last few attempts at the Mage Tower challenges? Yeah, I know some of my guildies, like LB here in the chat, he just finished his 36th spec, so he's got them all done. Another friend of mine, Goof, he did all of his DPS specs. Now he's working on healing. So,
wow.
Yeah. I don't know. And Zort says that there's a new team in the mix there, Stone, and it's like, yeah, I feel like that there's a problem with. Okay, so basically, a bloodthirsty team is the same thing as an iron team. I just have. It's like a type 1 team versus a type 2 team. That's it. So for some reason, it's not picking up the differences between the type 2s. Cashbringer here has done all 36 like 4 to 6 months ago. Well, yeah, but Cashbringer.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing. Well done.
See, one of the reasons why I couldn't raid with Cash was because he also played a Death Knight, played my spec, and completely crushed me on D
nice
BS meters. Because I mean, like, he doesn't even have to try.
He's just like, I know how it goes. Already.
Wow. Yeah. Tiber says they got a bad habit of saying it on a Friday, that the patch will drop on the Tuesday. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I feel like they're not going to tell us until right before. So if in doubt, log out of your tunes without any weird white gear on. That could get changed to greens, because we've seen it before. Okay, I'm going to read this part now. This is where I thank you all for helping to support the, yes, soon, helping to support the, oh, there's a Q&A next week. Oh, Q&A on Thursday. Yep. Yeah, they will announce it there. Yeah. Okay, I'm squirreling, and our guest is like 1:30 a.m. So, okay, thank you for supporting our server and helping us out. This week we have we had like a one-time donation by PayPal from Brian Jones, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, Kurt Cobain. I wonder how he could, anyways, and Amy Winehouse. Today is the anniversary of both Brian and Jim's deaths. Jim Morrison, I really like. Jimi Hendrix, I'm a big fan of too. Kurt Cobain, I mean, it's a couple of the band songs. Anyways, thank you very much. Rest in peace.
Thank you.
Thank you as well to Boson, Chupa, LB, Fair, Five Iron, Frosty Sparkspan, Grand Negus, Eli, Iron T1, Cashbringer,
an anonymous koala,
Never Died, Rude to Bruin, Soylent Greener, Swing Cat, Tuli Bardeen, Un Namathil, Zaya, and Zorts, who's Zorts is our only koala subscriber on Twitch. So, anyways, it's pretty cool. Thank you very much.
Nice.
Thank you to our mods, Bozster, Zorts, Awesome Trousers, Zaya.
Lisi.
I'm leaving her for last.
Oh, sorry.
Fair.
I was like, you forgot.
See, now you're making things take longer. Jeebus. And Nisi, who is on a trip right now, and I've had to do things that I normally wouldn't do, and things that would normally have been done, didn't get done, because she does a lot. So thank you all. And our Twitch viewers, we have quite a few of you, so this is going to be fun times. If you want to watch a live episode, you can. We go 7 p.m. Eastern every Saturday, usually. Whoops, that's not good. Did I just lost Lita, I believe? Yep. Or Lita turned off her camera. There we go. Hi.
No, why are you doing? Because I had to cough.
Yeah, well, you can mute. Don't turn off your video. Jesus. Good Lord.
So I did something.
Man. No. You can do no wrong. It's only Lita. Lita does it bad. She's bad. She bugs me all the time. Oh, my goodness. Okay. If you want to catch us live, you can. And we'll read your name off here. So thank you for watching. Boz, Lita, hey, Stir, me, Zorts. Here we go. Astronananana, because I like to try to read the names too. So Boom Boomy, Bro Fail, Corpse Run Radio, Captain Dobie, I'm not saying you because it's a bot, Ferristella, Taco, Fresley, LB, Eli, Innkeeper, Cashbringer, sorry, Catch Me Outside, Cashbringer, I'm going to say Leela, I think it's Layla, dang it, I think it's Layla, I think it's Layla. So bad. Such a bad person. Mistress Morbid. Oh, man. Neck Yon Yan. Periton. Hey. Sinistar, who is a star. Tiber, a.k.a. Tiber. V and K. Virgo Praz. Five. You. Oh, man. Okay. I'm going to say it how I see it. Yuli Ale Ha. Because I see ale. So the AL stands out to me because I don't know, beer. And Zeptimus, thank you for watching and joining us live because we get to chat. And that's the point of this. Yeah. So wrap it up, Stone. Our next show is I've got all these internal jokes going on when I say things. So when I laugh, it's probably nothing that you know about, but it's something probably really dirty and in the gutter, because that's the kind of guy I'm 41 turning 12. Okay. That's mm-hmm. what I say all the time. Wait, am I 41? Yeah, I'm 41. Still 41. Okay. Our next show, Saturday, July the 14th, 7 p.m. Eastern, which is Sunday, July the 15th, 1 a.m. Central European Time, 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time. Remedies will be joining us. He was supposed to join us like last month, and I think that was the show that we canceled. Because I think I wasn't feeling good, you weren't feeling good, and it was like, we had to cancel it. So he will be joining us this week or next week. It'll be good times. Periton, thank you so much. And sorry, it's 1:30, and I hope you feel better. But honestly, you did not sound horrible at all. Like, you sounded like your normal, chill, cool dude. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. No, thank you, guys. Thank you for having me on. It was, it's something I was looking forward to. So thank you, guys.
Oh, you are most welcome. And I think that we've gotten to know you so much better. And it's just been a real pleasure to have a chat to you. So yeah. I'm sure the chat room appreciates all the wonderful advice and tips and tricks that you've given us. And I know you've given me lots of things to think about that I might change around. So thank you for that. But if you'd like to let everyone know, where can we find you?
Of course. So I'm actually not on many social sites. So I do stream. So I'm on Twitch. So you can find me at twitch.tv/Periton, but that's with a zero as opposed to an O. And then I also, in the last couple of weeks, have set up a Discord, so you're more than welcome to join my Discord as well, because there is a section specifically for Iron Man in there, so we're always having a lot of talks in there. I don't have Twitter, unfortunately, so I can't give, but yeah, best way to get hold of me is on my Twitch channel.
Okay, excellent. All right,
okay. One sec, and is your you can find your Discord information on your Twitch channel, right? Like, it's in
yes,
one of the info
just down below
bars?
The panels. Okay. On, right, my, cool. on my channel.
Okay, great.
Excellent. We'll make sure we've got that information on the page too. So thank you for that. Okay, and where you can find us, don't forget, go and have a look at wowchallenges.com for all the information. Find out where you can follow Periton, as well as all information on the challenges and all that good stuff. So check out our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channels. All the links are on the front page of the website. And don't forget, if you want to contact Stone or me, you can email the show. If you've got questions, puns, tips or tricks as well for chit chat, do that. It's podcast@wildchallenges.com. Stone, where can we find you, please?
Find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP. Like, I'm grasping your stones. I don't know why. As well as the Adventures of Nazaroth podcast, which just an FYI, Lita, we're coming up to like the 1 month mark since we had our last show. So
yes.
So Lita, where can we find you?
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. You can find me on Twitter. I'm at Lita Wow, which is LETAWOW, as well as you can check out Behind the Avatar, which is the other show that I do. By myself, not with that one over there. But yes, we do need to organize something for adventures. Okay, now, as always, just to wrap up, we always want to give a huge thank you to both Mark Conan for our intro and Epic Insanity for our outro. So check these guys out. They are fantastic. Mark Conan on Twitter is at Mark Conan Wow, and Epic is at Epic_Insanity. These guys did awesome work for us. Yeah. And if you want to hear more of the things they do, get in contact with them. Mark Conan is part of the Torrent Think Tank team over there with Jules. And Epic is part of Frozen Nerds and Epic Questions. Other than that, Periton, again, thank you so much for your time. Hope you're feeling better really soon. And of course, good luck with your challenge tuned chat room. Thanks for hanging with us. And other than that, have a good week, everybody. See you later.
Bye. Bye.
Nice, thanks.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.